government ministers, senior civil servants, ambassadors, business executives, and ordinary citizens from both South Africa and Zimbabwe converged at the Birchwood Hotel east of Johannesburg to discuss investment opportunities in Zimbabwe. The conference is themed Invest in Zimbabwe, Building Partnership in a Diversified Economy, and targets institutional investors, fund managers, private equity managers, debt equity financiers, investment banks, and multinational corporations. Head of Delegation, Deputy Prime Minister Arthur Mutambara, told delegates that Zimbabwe is ready for investment in infrastructure, manufacturing, mining, information and communication technology, tourism, agribusiness, financial services, and other sectors.
My thesis is very simple. No charity. Don't feel sorry for us. We want a win-win situation where you invest and make money, but in the process, you help somebody else.
Mutambara acknowledged that Zimbabwe faces a number of economic and political challenges, but urged potential investors to turn the challenge into opportunities, saying the government is working hard to create conditions more conducive for business.
We don't want another talk shop. We want execution. Identify specific opportunities. Identify industries. Identify the businesses. Identify the companies.
Tapio Mashakada, Minister of Economic Planning and Investment, said the conference is targeting South African investors as the country is Zimbabwe's largest trading partner. He urged South African businesses to partner with Zimbabwean businesses. Mr. Mashakada assured prospective investors that the country is reforming its economic laws, especially those that concern investors.
So we are trying to harmonize our laws so that they are investor-friendly. We send one message to investors. People have been shying away because of indigenization, and I think it is the way we've packaged it and the way we've rolled it out. Now we're in the process of revising the law.
South Africa praised the Zimbabwean government for intensifying its investment drive despite challenges faced by the country. South African Deputy Minister of Trade and Industry, Elizabeth Tabete, said her government will support businesses ready to start operations in Zimbabwe. She also said South African investors can take advantage of bilateral agreements signed by the two countries.
As government, we have tried our level best in South Africa to make sure that we can make conducive conditions for businesses then to work between the two countries. It's up to you, as business, I think, to take that opportunity then to come in.
Not all officials were so encouraging. Minister of State in the Prime Minister's office, James Ontimba, said Zimbabwe must hold a free and credible election before investment conferences are likely to bear any fruit.
All these initiatives, like the investment conference here, will come to naught unless we deal with the issue of the environment. So it is critical that we have a violence-free and fair election.
Other delegates noted they were concerned that the Zimbabwe delegation included no ZANU-PF ministers. Tomorrow, delegates will focus on Zimbabwe's business environment, capital markets, building partnerships, and the role of the two governments in supporting investment. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedict Nhlapo.